Team Obama's turn with TARP.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is set to lay out a bank rescue plan this morning, what the administration plans to do with the funds from the Troubled Asset Relief Program. We're hearing part of it will include a so-called bad bank, one that will consolidate all those toxic assets. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us now from New York. Jeremy, any idea what he's going to say today?
Well, it sounds like there will be more capital injections into banks, at least banks that are healthy enough to lend. There's reportedly going to be a major expansion of the $200 billion program that's designed to unfreeze the credit markets. And the big question, that bad bank. It sounds like there will be a bad bank initially financed by the Federal Reserve, but the idea will be to get some private players, hedge funds and private equity firms in to actually take on some of these assets and possibly to sweeten the deal for the private players. There may well be guarantees against losses on those assets.
And we're talking about a lot of money. There's a lot of stuff included in this, right?
Right, and that's the point. The Obama administration wants this plan to be so big and so wide-ranging that no one comes away at the end of the day saying it's not going to be enough.
And Jeremy, the New York Times is reporting there was this debate in the Obama administration about stricter limits on executive compensation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. And the Times says that Treasury Secretary Geithner was actually against the idea of stricter executive compensation limits, saying that if there are stricter limits, if the government gets too involved, it's going to be too expensive and the whole thing won't work. The Times says that means not only will there not be stricter executive compensation requirements, but also that none of the people at the top of these banks will be replaced. And perhaps most puzzlingly, Steve, the government won't tell the banks how to use the money they're getting, according to the Times. And I guess we'll find out what that's all about at 11.
Yeah, we shall see. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joining us from New York. Jeremy, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Markets barely went anywhere yesterday. Dow and NASDAQ shares were flat but down. S&P shares rose slightly. European markets are down at this hour, 1% or more. Asian markets closed mixed. President Obama's stimulus package is back in the Senate, awaiting more debate and a formal vote. Among the groups sweating out the details are states. They are hoping to get their share of some much-needed cash. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
The House bill sets aside some federal money that states could use however they want. Another slice of it would be designated for education. But the Senate's version would reduce funds for states by $40 billion. Higher education budgets would likely be the first line item cut. Washington Governor Chris Gregoire says that's where states need the most help.
We have got to come out of this recession ready to go with the skilled workforce. So I hope it will in conference be replenished.
Unlike the federal government, 49 of the 50 states have balanced budget requirements. Michael Byrd with the National Conference of State Legislatures says that means they usually can't write checks during a recession.
We lay people off. We delay projects. We slice programs. We do all the things that are against economic recovery.
That's why states are watching this stimulus debate so closely. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Swiss bank UBS lost nearly $7 billion in the fourth quarter, some of that being blamed on write-downs of toxic assets, some of it from wealthy clients pulling their money. The goal now is to make some of that money back, so they're cutting jobs, 2,000 of them, and some bonuses are getting the cleaver as well.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
In this economic fallout, it seems like everyone's consumed with whether they'll keep their jobs or their homes. Maybe they're thinking about retirement or the kids' college education. Well, there's one school in London that's cashing in by asking the really big questions. Our story now from Christopher Worth.
You'd like to come and sit down?
At the new School of Life in London, Anne Braben's course on work is completely full.
Gather together. I think there'll be two groups of six, the rest of fives.
The course is meant to help people who still have jobs get more out of their working lives by exploring the meaning of, well, life.
What we're concerned with here at the School of Life is the most enduring question of all, how should I live?
That's Sophie Howarth, the school's director. She opened her doors last fall. Her courses are fully booked through the spring. The work course runs over a weekend and costs about $300. The School of Life also offers classes on everything from love to politics and other meaningful topics. Will Brimmer is a bartender, and he traveled 300 miles to be here.
It is a long way to come. It's quite interesting to spend a weekend looking at what drives you and where you see yourself going.
Class members write out their main career goals, like newspaper headlines, and then they're posted around the classroom.
My headline is, I'd like to know what I want to achieve.
Just because people are grateful to still be employed, the larger questions don't necessarily go away. Alice Driscoll isn't planning on leaving her advertising career anytime soon, but...
There is something in the back of my head, and I've got this feeling that I know I want to experience something else.
If that something else is philosophy or beekeeping, she's in the right place. The School of Life can even rent you experts in a number of professions by the hour.
So if you're ready to see the beekeeper, he'll show you the bees. If you're ready to meet the philosopher, it's more likely to be sitting in a cafe over a cup of coffee.
At the end of the day, everyone piles into taxis and heads off to dinner at a small furniture-making factory on the other side of town.
We use the whole city like a guerrilla campus to kind of explore the work that other people are doing.
And lucky enough for Howarth, pondering life's big questions is proving to be recession-proof. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Share your thoughts on life or just check the numbers and catch our new online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, inside Marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.